Crews have worked for more than a week to contain a massive wildfire that has torched more than 1,000 square miles and killed one person and thousands of head of livestock in the northwestern part of the state. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, state budget cuts mean Oklahoma increasingly depends on other states to fight its largest and most dangerous wildfires.
A week after the fire started, State Forestry Director George Geisler was overseeing the state's response at a makeshift operations center at the Woodward County Fairgrounds.
It's got multiple fires, it's got multiple communities, it has all these different fire departments and jurisdictions. It has hundreds of people on it. That's a complex situation to deal with.
The first responders were volunteer firefighters, rural fire departments, and a small contingent of expert wildfire teams from Oklahoma Forestry Services. But a few minutes after this interview, Geisler turned over control to a team from Louisiana.
A team like this comes in with almost 60 members immediately. For us, that would be almost half of our agency. So we just don't have the number of personnel to pull this off.
The ranks of Oklahoma's wildfire response unit have thinned. People have left or retired from the Forest Service, and Geisler has been unable to replace these experts due to budget cuts from state legislators and a smaller pool of revenue drained by low oil prices and tax cuts. The Forest Service's umbrella agency took an 11% cut last year, and state funding has dropped by about one-third since 2008. At the moment, Geisler was too busy to think about his agency's finances.
No, we're worried about the fire right now.
But on a phone call a few days later, he said relying on out-of-state fire crews to fight Oklahoma wildfires can be more expensive and a lot less effective. One reason is that contract firefighters aren't on call. They come in after a big fire breaks out.
Well, the other thing that you lose is the stuff that all of our firefighters do when they're not fighting fires, which is work with the fire departments on training.
Two engines, a tanker, a few command vehicles, a water rescue boat.
Eric Harlow is the fire chief for the city of Guthrie. He's giving me a tour and checking on a young man who's working off some court-ordered community service with a spray bottle and a wad of paper towels.
Hey, it's better to do this kind of stuff than have to go to jail or pay money, though. So.
That's for sure.
This is a city fire department, but Harlow's crew fights a lot of wildfires throughout Logan County, which has a hazardous combination of grasslands and populated neighborhoods.
And it's where those previously unpopulated and wild areas are now seeing rapid growth in the number of homes and housing additions and stuff like that with folks moving in.
Researchers say climate change increases wildfire potential in plain states like Oklahoma. And state emergency planners say the hazard is increasing with population growth and periods of drought. The Guthrie Fire Department relies on the State Forestry Service to help it fight wildfires, but the agency also provides specialized training so city fire crews like this can better fight wildfires on their own.
Their knowledge on fire behavior and terrain and different tactics when dealing with wildland fires, to profess some of that knowledge onto our folks, you know, is critical because it's not training that we normally get.
There is this ever-present problem of balancing risk.
John Yoder is an economist at Washington State University and an expert on the economics of wildfire management.
We either invest in reducing risk before fires happen, or we make decisions about how to fight them once fires start.
Yoder says that balance is different for every state's particular environment or budget situation. He says money spent on training, prevention, and preparation, like Oklahoma's Forestry Service programs, is only effective if it's spent before a bad fire season.
You know, the thing is that these fires don't happen all the time.
Again, Forestry Director George Geisler.
We can go and get rainy period where for a year you don't have a big fire.
Those rainy periods often nourish grass, trees, and vegetation that become fuel for future wildfires. That's a major reason the current fire in northwestern Oklahoma and southern Kansas is so large. But fewer wildfires in those wet years themselves can mean the danger is not front and center when lawmakers are setting state funding priorities. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more information, visit kgou.org and click the link for State Impact.